The Bird Show.
All right, guys, so tell us all about it, man.
Yeah, I know.
This was an awesome week. I'm gonna go. Weather perfect. You got great storylines going on at the Masters also.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. I got to go with my dad, and Jeff brought a good buddy of his, and the four of us just had such a great time. It's even more beautiful than everyone describes it. I mean, Augusta National is the most pristine, most well-manicured, just the most beautiful, exclusive golf course in the country. And it was really, I mean, it was amazing to go with my dad because he is a lifelong golfer, a humongous golf fan. You know, we played father-daughter tournaments growing up, all that kind of stuff. So to be able to experience with him the whole thing was just incredible. Because I felt like, at first, like I was the one who put together the plans for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of in charge Friday night. We went out to dinner. I was kind of in charge, like, getting us there, all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, when we walked into the gates of Augusta National, he took over and was like, okay, I want to show you this hole. We're going to walk down number one. And he's gotten to play it one time before. You know, by the grace of God, he was able to do that. And so he remembers every single shot he ever made on that course. So it was like he was in charge and he was the ringleader showing me all around, was like, okay, off the first tee, here's when I hit it. Then I chipped it in. Then I putt for par. And then on the second hole, I did this. And it was funny. It was like I got to see the course where, you know, and he was getting to share his stories of the whole thing. And, you know, he's just so well educated on the bios of like every golfer on, you know, that was competing. So so it wasn't about Tiger Woods for us at all. I mean, it was about like the guy, you know, who, you know, teed off in the third set, you know, in the third group. And, you know, my dad knew he went to Clemson. And then there was like another kid, you know, later on, he's like, oh yeah, well, I liked him until I found out he went to University of Florida. Now I don't root for him anymore. You know, I mean, he just like knew so much about every single golfer that was competing in the tournament. So it was amazing. You know, we had, what are we, at 11 o'clock, had pimento cheese sandwiches and a beer.
Which cost you all 75 cents total, right?
Yeah, we got in there early. We didn't pay attention to when the pairing started, so we got there at like 10:30 in the morning, but nobody golfed. Nobody was teeing off until 12 or 1. So we had the beer, and we had the pimento cheese sandwich, and we had, you know, the Masters-branded potato chips.
You got to remember, if you've never been there, that everything costs like a quarter or
really?
50 cents. They don't need to make money down there. So everything, I think it's still the same
it's
way,
like a
right?
$1 no. for a pimento cheese.
Yeah, every sandwich was $1.50. Sodas were $1. Beers were $3.
Stop it.
Beers
chips
were, like,
were $1.
If you got like the light beer, it was $2.50.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, it's cheaper than going to a Braves game.
Yeah.
Well, they don't really need your money.
Rich there. They don't need,
And so we did that, and then when we got onto the golf course, Jen and her dad went one way and followed the first couple golfers teeing off so she could get the tutorial on what Eddie did on every hole. And then my buddy George and I, we walked the whole course 18 back to one. So we walked against the crowd, which was really cool because we were down at Amen Corner when nobody was there, you know, because they, you know, nobody had golfed through yet and people are following the golfers. I'm 90% sure that we walked past Jack Nicklaus. I have to Google him, but it was one of those things where I'm like, I think that was Jack Nicklaus, and George looks and goes, I think it was too, and then we pass him again, George, that wasn't him.
He was by himself?
No, he was with like four other people, and he was walking, and I swear it was him.
So,
could have been.
Yeah.
Can't take a picture.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't break out your cell phone
no
to take a picture. You're not
allowed.
Allowed to.
No camera. I mean, they will kick you out of that place. We didn't even bring him. We left him outside the gates. We did not even. Yeah, you don't want to mess with the rules there. You don't want to mess with the etiquette there.
Why don't they allow pictures?
Because it disturbs the golfers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a distraction.
Oh, okay.
If you ever watch a golf tournament, you'll notice on TV that you don't even hear the sounds of clicks until after the shot.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's definitely, yeah, you don't want to mess up the rules at all, for sure.
And they make it very clear in the literature that you read that the Masters experience, like the fans are an afterthought. Everything is an afterthought. The experience is about the golfers. Like, the golfers are considered the guests. Like they said, our player guests, and that's how they're referred to with all the literature. So it's 100% about the golfers who are there, and it's very pure. So there is no, like, it's comfortable to go there as a visitor, but the purpose of the tournament is to create the purest golf experience as possible for the best golf players in the world.
Yeah, this is not like the Masters and Augusta, they make up their own rules. This isn't a PGA event. Right. This is the Masters. It's their own set of rules, mm-hmm. and they don't care. They don't care, man. So everything is different, a little different at this tournament.
One thing I learned over the weekend that so totally surprised me, because you know, if you become a member of Augusta National, you're only like tapped to be a member. You're sent an envelope in the mail that has no return address, and it just has your name and address on it. And it's basically an invitation for you to become a member. And it's very exclusive. You can't apply to do it. You can't pay to do it. I mean, some of the richest and most famous people in the world are not members. You have to be selected to become one. And all the members wear green jackets. Well, what I learned over the weekend is they work at the tournament. Mm-hmm. Every member of Augusta is working for the entire weekend. So all the members are wearing their green jackets and they're working the whole time. Each one of them has a different job, you know, in charge of the gallery or in charge of this or that or the other thing. But I was fascinated by that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's really cool. But it goes along with what Jeff was saying, was that the golfers, the pro golfers, are their guests. So all of the members work.
Mm-hmm. To take care of the guests.
To take care of him. Well, I just think it's so cool.
They're not spreading pimento cheese on bread. Like,
no.
They're taking care of the golfers. So we did get to meet and hang out with one of the members, and it was exactly his name was Vera Southern, and he was from Augusta, and he was exactly as you expect a member to be, and
so you know, gracious, yeah. And kind and wonderful.
And we sat with him for a little while, and that was exactly what you would expect. And then at like 2 o'clock, we reconvened after going in our separate directions, and we had some lunch, and then actually followed golfers, and we were we watched Mickelson play through, we watched Fred Couples play through, we watched Tiger play through, and then we were walking back.
And Tom Watson's a huge fan favorite, because you know,
yeah.
He's 60.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
He's a 6-year-old
mm-hmm.
golfer, but mm-hmm. he's on this tour. Mm-hmm. So every hole he walks up to, the whole crowd goes nuts,
yeah.
cheering for him.
And
he's
did really well too. Yeah. Yeah.
So we watched, that was all through Amen Corner. We watched all those guys play through, and then we were walking back to...
And I couldn't remember the numbers. Is Amen Corner 10, 11, 12?
11, 12, 13.
11, 12, 13. Okay.
So we were walking back toward the clubhouse, and we were just going to kind of, I think we were thinking about maybe one more beer and then leaving. And we happened upon, I think it was...
16.
Was it 15, 16?
Mm-hmm.
It was the green of 15 and the tee box of 16. Where we watched Tiger. Mm-hmm. We watched him putt in, and then we watched him drive.
Were you close? Because it looked like there were so many people.
4 feet away from him.
4 feet away.
Jen
wow.
could have stuck her
wow.
hand out and touched Tiger.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that close. And we didn't really plan on that happening.
Mm-hmm.
We just
cool.
stumbled upon, you know, like what Jeff was saying, between the putting green and the tee, between these two holes, they're really close mm-hmm. together. So we just happened upon this place, like underneath a tree, where we could see really well. And I don't know why there weren't more people there, but we ended up in the perfect spot, and we got to watch, what, 3 sets of golfers come
uh-huh.
through? Like, 3 sets of golfers come through, and when we were standing there watching the other ones come, I was like, Tiger's next. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We're going to stand right here.
And
but sure enough, he did. He walked right by me, and I was like staring at him. I was like, I don't get it. Just don't get it. How you got all these women?
Well, he's
I mean,
Tiger
outside
Woods.
Of the yeah.
Again, he doesn't really stand
but
the test.
He doesn't stand the bar test.
Doesn't stand the bar test. If
not
Tiger Woods
at all.
Walks into a bar and he's not Tiger Woods, no. all these women throw themselves on
no.
him. Probably not.
Mm, definitely not.
Mm-hmm. I was actually hoping for him to shank it or you know jack up his follow through or something so I could hear, because I've decided that I'm going to adopt the Tiger Woods method of self-discipline. Like when I do something I'm not happy with, like let's say I just can't get this sentence out, in the background you'll hear, Jeff Dollar, you suck! Because he calls himself out by name, mm-hmm. and then he comments on, Jeff Dollar, you speak for a living! Just say it!
My new theory on him over the weekend, and after hearing him following the Masters and talking about golf and all that kind of stuff, is he is just a machine.
Mm-hmm.
He is a golf
robot.
Machine.
Mm-hmm.
He is a robot. I don't think that he has emotion. I don't think that he's ever known emotion. I really don't think that he's capable of emotion like other human beings is. I think he has been born and bred a golf machine, and that's I really think that that's his capacity.
How were the crowds around him that you guys saw? Were they like extremely supportive?
Yes.
Were you surprised by
yes.
how loud they were?
Extremely supportive, and after each shot, I mean, they were calling him out by name, like, Tiger!
Yeah.
You know, people standing up when he would come to the hole.
Now, I've seen him play before.
But not overly excessive, because the Masters will kick you out if you're mm-hmm. overly excessive,
and
for anyone.
And he had extra security with him also.
No.
He just walked with a caddy.
On the fourth day? Yep. Really? Wow.
We didn't see anybody.
Because on the very first day, they hired 8 security guys to be around him as well.
I didn't see any.
As I understand it, that was a practice round. That they hired that security and the tournament wouldn't allow it. Like, you're allowed a caddy, and they gave him a local, like, sheriff's dude. One thing we did find out on the way down from one of the guys who went with us that who kind of knew, because I said, hey, do you think we're going to see some planes fly over?
And with those banners.
You know, the banners, the Tiger ones, and we were kind of laughing about that. And my buddy George said, that's not going to happen. And I said, well, why not? Because, you know, the FAA can't close that airspace. And because I had read that you can only close the airspace if there's like the head of state. So if the president or vice president or Queen of England or somebody shows up, and I could see Augusta National calling like Joe Biden going, hey, come on down here.
Yeah.
Because if he's on property, then they can shut the airspace. So I made that joke on the way down, and George said, no, I'll tell you exactly what they did. After the second flight, the FAA inspectors, now I don't know who makes the phone call to get Federal Aviation Administration inspectors in that place, but that plane landed.
Billy Payne.
But they landed that plane, and they said, hey, we got to give you a quick inspection, pull into the hangar. And they pulled the plane in the hangar, and they went over it. They spent like 4 hours going over it, you know, and told they couldn't do any more flying on that day. And then the next day, they gave him his ticket and said, here's what's wrong with your plane.
There's a number of mechanical issues wrong with your plane, sir.
Okay.
We'll be happy to send you back up in the air if you get all of these lists taken care of.
Oh, no kidding.
And they go, but you know what? We're not going to be in on Saturday, and God, we don't work on Sunday either.
Really?
We'll see you Monday.
We'll come back out.
First thing Monday, we'll reinspect it, and then you're welcome to go back up in the air.
No kidding.
Smart.
Really?
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah. Brilliant plan.
Did we find out if that story was fact or not later on?
No, it is. It's fact.
It's out.
The plane owner claims that the only problem they found was a worn-out tag on a seat belt.
No kidding.
That's from the plane owner, but the FAA says there was a number of mechanical issues, and we found out what the other two banners supposedly were going to read. One of them was going to say, you knew, Stevie, you knew, which is a reference to Tiger's caddy, Steve Williams, who claims he had no idea that Tiger was being unfaithful.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one was Tiger dash dash, still on for the foursome, question mark, and then dash dash, Jesse James.
Oh, damn.
So those were going to be the other banners that never did get up in the air.
I would say check out all of their pictures of Augusta up online, but there are none.
Guess what there are.
Get it. The Bird Show.